There's a deal on tax cuts. What does it mean for the economy?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Last night, President Obama announced he's brokered a deal with Republican leaders on taxes. The deal will keep the Bush-era tax rates the same for all Americans for 2 years, in exchange for a handful of credits and cuts that the president wanted. In a statement, President Obama defended himself against critics who say he should have put up more of a fight.
So sympathetic as I am to those who prefer a fight over compromise, as much as the political wisdom may dictate fighting over solving problems, it would be the wrong thing to do.
Okay, we've got the politics out of the way. Let's get the details of this deal with Marketplace's David Gura. He's with us live now from Washington. Good morning, David.
Hi, Jeremy.
So walk us through the package that's been agreed on.
Okay, well, in part, it's what we've heard talked about for so long. We got a temporary extension of the Bush-era tax cuts for 2 years. In exchange for that, Congress would extend emergency jobless benefits for about 13 months. That's for people who've been unemployed the longest. Now, here's what's new or what we haven't heard a whole lot about. Several tax credits that were part of the economic stimulus aren't going to go away. The child tax credit, the earned income tax credit, just to name a couple. And there'll be a 2% payroll tax for every American in 2011.
A payroll tax cut. Explain what that means, David.
Okay, this is on payroll taxes used to fund Social Security. So basically on individuals who are making up to $106,000 a year. They haven't found a way to pay for this yet, and that's probably going to concern some who worry about the size of the deficit. The proposal would cost about $120 billion. Now, on this, leaders may have taken a cue from the President's Deficit Commission. That group made its recommendations last week, and one of its members, economist Alice Rivlin, was really hoping for a pay tax holiday.
We need to find something right away that will put money in people's pockets. And a payroll tax holiday would mean money for everybody who earns wages and their employers.
So not a holiday here, but a significant cut to payroll taxes.
Okay. Marketplace's David Gura in Washington. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
The climate summit continues down in Cancun, Mexico, and since a big agreement on fighting global warming is unlikely, negotiators are starting to look for common ground on secondary tools to cope with climate change. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports now on one American company and what it wants out of Cancun.
John Perry Barlow came to Cancun to network with the business types here. He wants partners and investors for his startup, Algae Systems. It aspires to take sewage, combine it with sunlight and make fuel, and along the way, take carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. Sci-fi? Actually, they call it biofuel. And Barlow says the world needs fuel.
I'm a great believer in electric cars, but I don't think you're ever going to see an electric airplane. And I don't think you're going to see electric ships, and I don't think you're going to see electric semi-trucks.
He hopes to commercialize his fuel in 3 years. And soon after that, the airlines plan to add plant-based fuel like his to their mix. Barlow's taken the climate talks. He basically holds his nose, and he's a sewage guy.
If I want to get depressed, I've got plenty of good ways to do it. Then to watch the world leaders flounder with a dimly perceived notion of their own very particular self-interest trying to solve a global problem.
Truth be told, his product is linked to policy. It could benefit from caps or taxes on fossil fuels. In Cancun, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Markets are up across Europe right now, up about 1% in London and 2% in Paris, as officials there in Europe insist they have enough money in their bailout fund for now. Here in the U.S., orange juice futures have jumped about 5% because of cold temperatures in the forecast in Florida. On Wall Street, where it is definitely freezing, yesterday the Dow fell 20 points to close at 11,362.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation Defender, helping doctors, lawyers, and small business owners monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. ReputationDefender.com. By Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at Vanguard.com/public radio. And by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at Microsoft.com/cloud.
What's in an area code? Well, those three digits can say a lot about where you are, how long you've been there, if it's a landline or a wireless number. Here in New York City, we have 5 different area codes, and we're about to get a 6th. Come April, new numbers outside of Manhattan will be assigned area code 929. Marketplace's Elisa Roth gives us the 411.
There are about 40 million possible phone numbers in the New York City area, and they're starting to run out. It's not that New York's population is growing so fast. There's just more demand for phone numbers. John Manning works for Neustar, which is the company hired by the government to assign area codes.
Years ago, we used to say, well, everybody was getting a second line and they were getting fax numbers. And now it seems like everybody in the family has a wireless telephone number.
The U.S. phone system is based on 7 digits. So the only way to add numbers is to keep adding area codes. Manning says that costs money all around. Phone companies have to reprogram their switches, and it can cost businesses too.
Changing stationery, signage, and things like that, just getting acclimated.
There's an unofficial hierarchy to the current area codes. In New York, 212 is at the top. Newer ones like 347 and 646 are at the bottom. Roger Entner is a telecom analyst at the Nielsen Company. He says the value of an area code may all be in your head, but it does say something.
212, it means you've been in New York a long time, especially if you have a 212 cell phone number, because everybody else has 917.
And individuals aren't the only ones who care. Las Vegas tried, unsuccessfully, to win the lucky area code 777. In Florida, the county around Cape Canaveral did manage to get the area code 321. In area code 212, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
And finally, to the 617 area code up in Massachusetts. For the first time since 1650, the governing board at Harvard University is getting a big makeover. Following a 27% drop in the Harvard endowment last year, the school's president says it's time for a change to the people who handle the finances. The board will no longer offer lifetime appointments. Now members will serve only 6-year terms. It makes sense, one Harvard professor quipped, because a lifetime appointment back in 1650 was a lot less than it is today. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
A new startup connects busy professionals with nonprofits that need their experience.
I wanted to have an opportunity to volunteer what I was building every day, which were my financial skills.
I'm Bob Moon. That story and charities in the social media age kick off our annual philanthropy series next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.